This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. A state report suggests that 500,000 Coloradans may have experienced long COVID. CPR's John Daly explains.
I spoke to Clarence Troutman from Denver. He was hospitalized with COVID in 2020. He got better, but nearly 3 years later still deals with brain fog and breathing problems. He'd like to see some sort of campaign to raise awareness about the risks of long COVID. Lieutenant Governor Diane Primavera said she's not aware of other states undertaking similar work. Colorado has hired a senior policy advisor on long COVID. So Colorado seems to be ahead of the curve on an issue that doesn't appear to be going away anytime soon.
That's CPR's John Daly. Denver International Airport is the world's second largest as far as the land it covers. But it's not just runways and concourses. Nature thrives there. Denverite's Kyle Harris reports that a new deal will turn swaths of that land into open space.
The airport announced it handed over management of 580 acres of prairie to Denver Parks and Recreation. That's almost 440 football fields. The area, an extension of First Creek Open Space, has some of the last historic grassland prairie in the city. Trails will connect the open space to Rocky Mountain Arsenal National Wildlife Refuge and the airport itself. Kyle Harris, Denverite.
The Rocky Mountain NAACP is investigating claims of racism made by a black family in El Paso County. The family says their predominantly white neighbors and the sheriff's office have harassed them for 2 years. Courtney and Nicole Mallory have themselves been accused of felony stalking on their neighbor's farm in Yoder. Both were arrested and released from jail. This is CPR News and KRCC.